Iran is claiming that a new report from the International Atomic Energy Agency has cleared it of suspicions that it's pursuing nuclear weapons. But the agency is saying something different. In comments earlier this week, the IAEA's director said he could not rule out that Iran's nuclear program is designed to produce atomic bombs. The new agency report provides specific evidence that Iran continues to hide its nuclear activities. NPR's Mike Schuster reports.
This is the third IAEA report in the past 9 months that raises significant questions about Iran's nuclear intentions and about its commitment to full disclosure of its nuclear activities. According to the confidential report, a copy of which has been obtained by NPR, the IAEA is especially concerned about the presence of P2 gas centrifuges in Iran. This is an advanced design of technology that is capable of making highly enriched uranium, the key explosive ingredient in a nuclear bomb. Previously, Iran claimed it produced all the P2 components itself. Now it has conceded it imported some of them. It has also admitted seeking to buy thousands of additional components for these centrifuges. John Wolfstahl, a nuclear expert at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace, says this is a very worrisome development.
These are very advanced pieces of equipment that Iran clearly acquired from outside the country, mainly from Pakistan. And they were beginning to acquire very large numbers of components, something that would be far beyond what they have declared as a small-scale research capability.
The IAEA is also not satisfied with Iran's explanation of how some other equipment became contaminated with highly enriched uranium. Iran says the equipment in question was contaminated when it came from Pakistan. The IAEA has not been able to confirm this in Pakistan, and its report holds out the possibility that the HEU might have come from other states. Speculation has fallen on Russia as a source. In Tehran yesterday, Iran's top nuclear official, Hassan Rouhani, was quoted as saying the report makes it clear that Iran's nuclear activities are peaceful and there has been no diversion from the peaceful path. State Department spokesman Richard Boucher came to another conclusion.
There is no doubt that they have an extensive program of nuclear activity and that many of those activities are in no way peaceful.
This report will be presented formally later this month to the next meeting of the IAEA's 35-nation Board of Governors. The Iranian government says the agency's investigation should now be closed at this upcoming meeting, but Robert Einhorn, a former Assistant Secretary of State and an expert on nuclear proliferation, says there's no chance of that happening.
The Iranians are impatient. They've threatened to resume enrichment activity. They've threatened to stop their cooperation with the IAEA inspectors if the file was not closed. They're not going to have their way. They're going to be disappointed.
At the same time, it is likely that the Bush administration will threaten again, as it has three times over the past year, to appeal the issue to the UN Security Council. Einhorn says that is not likely as well, because other nations, especially the Europeans, believe the process of IAEA inspections has been instrumental in curtailing Iran's nuclear activities without provoking a direct confrontation.
It's clear that IAEA inspections, the intrusive inspections that are going on now, will make it difficult for Iran to pursue a clandestine program. Probably not impossible, but it will certainly complicate and slow down any clandestine program.
The U.S. representative to the IAEA began yesterday to turn up the heat, saying this report is further evidence that Iran is trying to beat the system. John Wolfstahl of the Carnegie Endowment does see a troubling pattern emerging in how Iran is dealing with the IAEA, despite the progress made by inspections.
In every case, the IAEA has found that, in fact, Iran was much more advanced, much more capable, and was pursuing a much more aggressive program than they have admitted. And in the end, I don't think that gives anyone confidence that Iran is now committed to having an open and transparent nuclear program.
The IAEA Board of Governors gathers in Vienna on June 14th. Mike Schuster, NPR News.